It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, it's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, and it's the new year. Happy New Year. You're going to thanks for joining us again in 2021. I don't know about you, Barbecue Bob, but I didn't have a big celebration for the New Year's Eve, but I was celebrating as great as I ever have to having 2020 behind us. Just a really crazy year. Some of the stuff that happens and or happened and is keeps happening and I mean, my bright spot was I gained a bride in that year, and that was a wonderful thing for me, but the rest of it was kind of a mess. But what about you, brother? What are you thinking?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks, Jop. And it is the smokiest show on the airwaves. We're happy to have you here once a week to listen to our BS and our ponderances. It's going to be all about steaks. I had to write the year out on this show plan, and I actually said 2021.
I see that.
It was the first time I told my daughter, who's living with us right now while they build a new house, I said, wow, it's the first time I've written the year, and I got it right. That never happens.
Right.
So maybe it's a good sign.
Yeah, it is. It's a good sign. You know what? It's the way you got to look
at
it. Yeah, it's the way you got to look at it.
Chop said it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that it is.
It's steaks, and more steaks, and probably a few mistakes, if right. I know how we do our show. But it's been, you're right, a crazy year, but a wonderful week. Christmas, the greatest holiday in the world for a reason.
Yep.
And, of course, we are a tight-knit family, so all my kids came home except my son Alex, who's off overseas serving the country. So we had a lot of fun there. We had three granddaughters around, and the funny thing happened Thursday morning. I had to get my physical. My doctor, Mark Evenhaus, kudos to you, Mark. Thanks for serving
us so well. Big-handed Dutch guy?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, there you go.
He's wow, you get creepy quick. He's retiring, and that's the last time I'll see him as a physician.
Oh, yeah, so and, you kissed him goodbye.
Let me finish. So, like all my doctors, they love grilling.
Ah, yeah.
So we spend our time talking about grilling.
Did you go through all the other doctors to get the ones that like to grill, or was it
no,
just by coincidence?
But, you know, every 5 years I go see the guy with the telescope that puts up your tailpipe, and
right.
And he loves grilling, and I've got right. some embarrassing stories about that. But Mark's the same way. My dentist is the same way and loves to hunt, Judd Carroll. And there's another one. Oh, my skin doctor. I just had to have this chunk of my forehead taken out.
Right.
Because there's so much forehead there, we reduced it a little bit.
I understand.
But it's basal cell carcinoma. And as I'm talking with him, he's shooting me up with drugs and getting me all tender up there. And he's whacking away, and he sees my Grilling Guy's shirt, and he starts talking about grilling. And, oh, my gosh, this guy's a grilling freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Miner. Who's with my dermatologist.
You know, there's a lot of them out there, too, because my wife works at a chiropractor, and every time I come in there, all he wants to do is talk about grilling. I don't go for treatment. I just go see her, dropping something off or whatever, and later earlier this week, same thing.
Does he rub your back?
He's not yet. I guess he
we're
will
not
at
to
some
that
point.
Stage of the relationship.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So anyway, I did a little sirloin on the Cajun. This I shouldn't say sirloin. I wrote sirloin on the show plan, but tenderloin.
Oh, how'd that turn
Cajun.
Out?
Beautiful.
Yeah?
Beautiful.
And not my favorite cut of meat.
And then I did one in the convection oven, and I wanted to try that method.
Was it too cold outside? I got to clip your grilling card?
No, I wanted to try
what,
that
man?
Method I was talking about last week, so it was authentic.
Okay.
And it was good, but again, not my favorite cut of meat either.
Right.
But Tim Sobey hooked me up with a giant chunk of,
tenderloin.
Tenderloin. And Maureen loved it, and I was like, okay with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is super tender. It's just that's not my favorite flavor of cut of beef. You know, you can't beat a sirloin, what you did have on there. And he's got Wagyu. Sobey Meats have Wagyu
yeah.
sirloin,
well, that's why
which
I went
is
in there
crazy
after,
tender.
After you told me about the Wagyu.
Yeah, for
Wagyu, it's actually pronounced.
Right.
He has the Wagyu sirloin on sale. And then I saw that big
tenderloin.
Tenderloin, man.
Tough word for you
it
today.
It is. I'm a little tender from surgery.
Yeah.
So got the mule all hooked up. We got our first snow, and I got the plow. And I'll tell you what, it plows like a V10 Ford, man.
Good,
it
man.
Just did a great job, which was really
beneficial.
Plus, you
had fun doing it.
Well, the night before, I saw it was coming. And
didn't
I,
hang it up on a stump, did
I
you?
I bought some LED lights and put another one on the front hood, and I put the other one on the back cage so I could see backing up, because they don't really have reverse
right.
lights, and you do a lot of backing up plowing, and I don't want to be backing into things. And so I was up till midnight, and it was snowing while I was doing it.
Sure.
And so I couldn't sleep all night thinking, you know, I don't want to be late for work, but I got to get up and plow the driveway. So I slept very poorly. And I got up again, 5 o'clock, and got out there, had it all plowed down. It was already getting heavy.
Yeah, we had don't know where you are, but we had very heavy wet snow that Christmas Eve. And it was 4 or 5 inches where I was, and it was just really heavy. Widowmaker snow, you know, you get out and you shovel that stuff.
Well, I tried my new snow thrower.
Yeah.
And it didn't want to handle it.
No, it's not big enough. I know it's not big enough. Not for that heavy stuff.
But you know what? I still appreciate the gesture. Jop gave me one when he moved.
Yep.
So,
Bob, on New Year's Eve, I cracked open the 28-day-old steak ager and pulled out. I had bought a full New York strip loin and pulled that out. And it probably reduced about 40% in weight.
Oh.
When I put it in there, we had a guy on the show at one point that had this thing called a steak ager, A-G-E-R.
Yep.
And so I got one just to try it, because dry-aged steaks are wonderful. It concentrates the flavors and things. But when I put them in there, this thing is a little box that fits inside your refrigerator, and there's 2 racks in it, so you can – it's about 12 inches wide.
Of course, you could have just put it in your garage with the temperatures.
Yeah, exactly. But you never know. You want it consistent. And this thing's got a little UV light to keep the bacteria down, and a fan that moves air by it all the time. So long story short is I lost about 40% of the weight in a 4-week dry, right?
Maybe and I should dry age my belly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But anyway, you wouldn't lay still long enough. But anyway, I pulled those out, and there's a real dark, almost red wine color crust all over the outside of it. And you cut that off on the...
A little bit funky.
Right, yeah, crunchy, but it's dried, right? But boy, the steaks that are in there after you get that is about 1/4 inch of that, and you cut it off both ends, then you steak it out. Then I took a really sharp, like, paring knife and went around the perimeter to get the stuff that's crusty on the sides. Man, those are wonderfully tender and so flavorful. It's almost like a little earthy taste that it gets, and it's not rotted by any means, because it's been under refrigeration.
Kind of tastes like trout.
Oh, no, I don't know about that, but anyway, it's unique if you've ever tried it. And you know, then I saw bags that you can get online that are like a vac bag that let gases out but don't let anything in, almost
right.
like Gore-Tex.
Yeah, the
and
guy
you
that
can dry age with those.
The guy that invented that is from Grand Rapids.
Really,
he was a customer of mine. And his dad is a doctor at Manistee who created the program to let all the salmon back in the Great Lakes.
Oh, really?
Remarkable family. So I got the best Christmas present ever this year.
What was that?
Well, number one, my son Jordan came home from the Air Force just for the long weekend. But while he was in Texas in training, he's on extended training tour down there. So he's in a great program. And he bought me a Grillin' scarf.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that. I didn't quite understand it.
Scarf that's like total MAGA scarf. And then on the bottom of it, it says Made in the USA. And on the bottom foot of the scarf on each side is like a terry cloth towel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what it was. I couldn't
it's
get
so
it.
It's so badass.
Yeah.
It's
cool.
So badass. So I was telling you, I went to the doctor and Mark Evenhausen, and I told him, he's asking all about the family because he's just a great guy. And I said, well, Maureen's in heaven, and all the grandkids are home. And he's talking, he's poking and prodding, and he goes, I'm really sorry to hear about Maureen. I really liked her. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you said she was in heaven. I said, no, because the grandkids are home.
oh, yeah. Right. All depends where that pause was, right?
Yeah, he went all Eric Clapton on me.
Wow.
So coming up, I want to talk about a steak topper that my son-in-law came up with and it's really cool.
All right, stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys, the first edition of 2021. I hope you all had a very happy new year and got through it safely and are just enjoying your weekend here before we got to go back to the grind for that first week in January coming up on Monday. But I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. We're talking steaks today, man. Why not? Started out with my favorite food on the grill for the year. Here we go. What you got, Bob?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, if you're still having parties and groups of people over because nobody's working or whatever, and you're up north, make sure you run down to the Chase Creek Smokehouse. You can actually build a fire outside, have your steak delivered outside, and they have, New York strip that is heavenly. Get the New York strip. Tell Tara, our girl Tara, to make you a nice cocktail. You can sit at the outside bar and support a great Michigan company. Biggest smokehouse in Michigan, Chase Creek Smokehouse. That's in Hawkins, Michigan. Look it up.
Well, it's Chase, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chase, Hawkins,
I'm
wherever.
Sorry. Yeah, it is actually technically.
Yeah.
That's why it's not the Hawkins.
US 131 and US 10. There's an intersection there, north, south, east, west, respectively. About 5 miles to the west off the highway, you'll find the little burg of Chase.
Yes.
And you want to go there. It's a lot of fun, right on a snowmobile trail, the RV trail, whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
That old railroad that runs east-west across the state, a great little stop if you're out playing around in the cold.
Make sure you ask for Tara. She'll make you a Bloody Mary that is to die for.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
So, listen, my daughter Maggie and son-in-law Christian moved in with us. They sold their house and their building. And so we have the big extended Walton household right now.
And there's already somebody moving in and out of your joint.
Yeah. Well, that's why I put the revolving doors on.
Right.
They celebrated their second anniversary, and we tried to give them space, but, you know, it's only two stories. It's not like you can go on the fifth floor. Christian made Maggie and them three beautiful steaks, and then he put a topping on it that he just looked up, but he didn't have all the ingredients, and so he asked Maureen, he goes, "You don't have any panko, do you?" And she goes, "No." And she says, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "Well, I'm supposed to do this and this and this." So she said, "I've got some of Bob's homemade croutons because I like making croutons out of stale bread and buns especially. So these are beautiful. I use Old World Olive Company's garlic and butter EVO, and I cut this stale bread into cubes, and I put it in a big bowl, and then I drizzle the two types of oil over it, and I sprinkle Lowry's garlic salt on it or sometimes that other bologna spice and whatever I've got, right?" And
something salty.
I keep sprinkling it and shaking it. Yeah, sprinkling it, shaking it, putting more oil on. And they're pretty heavily saturated by the time I get done. But then I put them on a couple cookie sheets and throw them in the oven for about 15 minutes on 400.
Right.
And they get nice and crispy. I let them cool, throw them in bags, and we've always got them. Well, we didn't have panko. So she said, why don't you use some of these croutons? I think it was better than panko. So he crushed these up in my little...
Thought he said he made dinner for for his wife, were you?
He did.
So no wonder they didn't celebrate too much. They father-in-law was at the table when they were celebrating?
No, I was in my office.
Oh, okay.
No, that's why he asked Maureen for something.
Yeah, well, you just said they were beautiful and even better than...
Well...
I thought maybe you ate them with them.
No.
Okay, checking.
It was all I could do not to, but as soon as they snuck off into the lower level to have their romantic little dinner, I went upstairs to see how it went, and they're already gone, and Maureen goes, Kristen said you can have that last steak if you want, and it's like, no, I'm not going to eat it, because they might want a second. So I see it. He finished it off in the oven in one of my big cast iron pans.
Right.
And he mixed together blue cheese and those crushed up croutons and made a topping, just blue cheese and the croutons. Yep. And mounded it on top and then put them in the oven for like 6 minutes on 450 or something, convection.
Right.
And it looked beautiful. It tasted like probably the best topper I've ever had. There were little clumps of it in the pan, and I smelled it. It's like, oh, my gosh, does that smell good? So I go up there, and I picked a little piece off the pan. I about licked that pan clean by the time it was done, leaving that one steak left there.
Sure. I've got a similar one that I did. I don't like hollandaise sauce.
It's
I just don't like egg gravy. It's not for me.
I make it from scratch.
So I made it with boars and cheese, which is a goat cheese that's garlic infused,
that's
if you will.
That's kind of your go-to on it.
Right, it is. And then what I did is I bought a can of lump crab meat, and I put that in a pan and warmed it up, a cast iron pan. I warmed it up, and it crisped up a little bit with
little
some oil on it. Yeah, right, right. Yeah, so
put
a little bit of olive oil on it and some salt and pepper, and it crisped up a little bit because the pan was real hot, right? And
then so I took made, like, a pancake out of it or
something? No, I just turned it with a spatula just to get it crispy on the edges, get some crunch on that crab meat. And then I put that with three spears of asparagus that I had grilled, put that crab meat on there, and then poured that boars and cheese, just melted boars and cheese is all it was. And I put a little bit of white wine in it to thin it.
Oh, so you crisped up the
crab meat. Yes.
The boars and wasn't with it.
No.
Okay.
The crab meat to crisp it up with a little oil.
You fried up a little crab meat.
Right.
You put it on some grilled asparagus.
On the steak.
On top of the steak.
And then drizzled it with that boars and cheese. Yeah. Well, actually, Lisa did because
she put it on our page.
No, because
that sounds like heaven.
She's struggling to get on our page, and so I. But anyway, we still have the picture. We'll put it up there.
Do it.
Yeah, but it was wonderful. It's super easy because the crab meat came out of the can. Just threw it in a cast iron and crisp it up a little bit with some oil, right? Put it on there on the asparagus. Pour that boars and cheese, and I thinned that boars and cheese just a little bit with some white wine because I wanted it to pour.
Yep.
And drizzle. I
yep.
didn't want it to, you know, plop on there
right.
in a spoon. So, but easy, guys. Super easy to do and wonderful flavor.
More like syrup than baby poop.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Yep, exactly.
What kind of steaks are great for a topper?
Well, you know, any of them are, but...
I'd say tenderloin is.
Right, yeah. I would say that, too, because...
it tastes like nothing.
Right. The better the steak tastes, the less topper I like.
Thank you.
Right?
And
so if you've got a piece of meat that isn't maybe the best one that you want. If you got a flank steak or something, they all got good flavor. But
how about Wagyu tenderloin?
No,
how about Wagyu sirloin?
There's no need. There's absolutely no need. That flavor in there, it's so marbled. Fat is flavor.
I think sirloin has the best flavor of any steak.
Right, I do too.
Other than maybe ribeye.
Yeah, well, you're close.
Yeah,
they're all in the same zone of the animal. So
yeah, they're in the cow.
Right, but you got to have that. And what's common with both of those is the marbling.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Steak Show on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network.
Yes, you are.
And we're just slabbering. We're just babbling about steaks and great ways. We hope we're making you hungry, and you go to your favorite butcher shop and patronize them because,
right.
Or your favorite restaurant and do take up.
Right.
Or
yeah.
Just tell Gretchen to screw herself and go inside and eat.
Well, there we go. That went south quick.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a lot of steaks out there, and it doesn't always have to be off the cow because they make great steaks. You know, one of the things that's overlooked a lot is pork steak, and we'll touch on that a little bit in the next segment because I think that that's a like I said, often overlooked. But I enjoy a great piece of pork on the grill, and it doesn't have to be smoked all day. It can be grilled and seared and made to be just a wonderful, wonderful, tasty treat. But so anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about techniques. There's a thing called a reverse sear that is pretty cool, and we also might talk a little bit about a sous vide. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the first Grillin' Guys show of the year. We appreciate you tuning in. Hope your 2020 is well behind you, and you're looking forward to a great 21. I know I am. The only great thing to happen to me in 2020 was my bride, and I'm pleased with that, and we're going to move forward to 21. Here we go.
We're here.
Steaks, man. If there's nothing I like better on a grill than a piece of beef. A big old steak. It's my favorite. People ask me that, what's your favorite thing on the grill? And it's, I don't hesitate. That's right where I'm at, man.
I do hesitate because, weirdly enough, I struggle between a great hamburger and a steak.
Well,
I love hamburgers so much. I mean, I really like steak, but I might be cheap enough or have to grill for too many people.
Well, it's the latter, Bob. I mean, you're feeding dozen. Most times when you're firing up anything, you got big family and a lot
right
of people
back to
around.
The cheap, right? Because I can't afford.
Well,
it.
Well, no, I get it. That's realistic. Nobody can eat steak every day, right? I mean, you're not going to do that. You're going to eat. I love a burger. I love a great burger. The worst thing about COVID for me is the fact that I can't wheel into some little small town, belly up, have a beer and a burger, and be on my way. I mean, that's what I miss most.
I think you'll be able to more and more because I see more and more of these guys. I watch these videos of restaurateurs and like the lady we had on from Calumet.
Right.
And I saw a guy yesterday in L.A. I mean, they just have had it. He said, I can't pay my people. And here's the health inspector, you know, there just like smirking at him. And he's like, did you get paid?
Right.
He's like, of course I did. Like, that says it all.
Right.
This guy can't pay his people.
Right.
And he's going to lose his building.
Right, and it's his livelihood.
And it's because it's the worst pandemic in the world. It's not.
Right.
Less people died last year than in 19.
Right.
Less people died in 2020 than in
19. And if you've lost somebody in your family, we're not making light of that by any means.
But you don't shut down a whole country.
Right, exactly.
You can't kill people's businesses.
And now that the vaccine's here, hopefully we can ramp this up.
Do you want to kill people's businesses if you're a heartless bureaucrat and you just get a paycheck? But guess what? If we all lose our businesses and can't pay our taxes, you're not going to get a paycheck either.
Right.
There'll be no need for you.
Right. Exactly.
Why do they still have health inspectors?
I don't know.
If you don't have a restaurant, just fire all of them.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a movement. Fire all the health inspectors because you can't open your restaurant.
Right.
So what do you need? 10% of them?
I don't know.
Gretch, you listening? Right. Get rid of that pork. Caveman steak.
Yes, sir.
Stephen Reichlin.
A
friend of mine and very successful. The guy that started Barbecue U. He's done a million things. He's very famous and
well written.
Sort of.
He has several books
lots
out.
Lots of books.
Yep.
And he's a fanatic. he shows us in his YouTube video the caveman steak, and I'll tell you to go ahead and Google that sometime, or use DuckDuckGo, I should say, and it's on YouTube. Same smell. It's called Caveman Steak by Stephen Reichlin, R-A-I-C-H-L-E-N. It's a 2-inch cut T-bone.
Okay.
I mean, that's a good start, job.
And you're probably going to have to go to your butcher to get one of those. You aren't going to find it anywhere else.
Do you like steak, job?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I saw you just kind of, you went into a little coma there when I said 2-inch cut T-bone. It goes good with bourbon. So you get this big old thing. You build a nice wood fire out in a pit or wherever you can build a fire, maybe on the state capitol. Build yourself a nice campfire. I know.
Focus, would you?
Angry.
Come on.
I'm angry. Build a nice fire anywhere you can. And when you get a big, beautiful set of coals, kind of take your shovel and level it out a little bit. Get one of those cheap paintbrushes that's horsehair.
Right.
They're like a buck.
Right.
A big, wide one. And then take this big monster 2-inch, and I'm probably going to say let it come up to room temperature, and if it's not sweating enough, put just a little touch of EVO on it. Right. I would do the garlic. And then I'm going to take coarse sea salt, and I'm going to pack it all over it, and I'm going to flip it over, and I'm going to pack it all over it, and then I'm going to hit it with some coarse pepper on each side. Go to that fire and take your horsehair brush and brush the gray dust off the top of
you almost
of
don't
coals.
Even need to touch it. If you're going over it quite quick, that
it'll
stuff
blow
will blow
away.
Off.
It will.
Right. Yep.
It will. And then set that steak right on the coals. And you're
going
to go.
You're going, what? Yes,
you're,
right. And there's no grate.
You're gonna
there's
go,
no grill, right?
Right. And you're going to go 4 minutes, pick it up, take that same brush, pull it off to the side, and brush some of the black stuff off of it because it's going to be some charcoal on it. You're creating charcoal when you do this. And then brush off another clean spot, flip her over, about 4 minutes there, pull it off, put it on a big platter, throw a bowl or a cover or something on it, and just let her rest for a while. Give it about 5 minutes.
To rest.
Because that steak is going to keep cooking for a little bit.
Right.
And when you bring that out on a plate, you want to do two or three of them, depending on... It'd be great for deer camp, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Or fishing camp if you're going to do a fly-in in Canada, if they let you in. I don't know. You might kill everybody there if you do go. I can't go to Canada still. So I was going to go fishing up there this year, but...
Focus. Finish the
Trudeau
steak, man.
Trudeau says no.
Finish the steak recipe.
So you go to the UP on a fishing camp. That's your piece of meat to bring. You want to show your buddies you love them? You go down to Sobeys or R&J or wherever you get your meat. And find the, at least a choice cut of T-bone. Tell them to cut them off 2 inches thick.
Right.
And you want a coarse sea salt.
Right, because what that sea salt's going to do is create a little barrier on there and give you some air between the coals and the steak because that coarse sea salt, you want a lot of it on there because as you brush it off, you'll be brushing off most of the salt
yep.
as well. And when, but it's there for a purpose. And,
well, you got to salt the steak anyway.
Right, exactly. But it's not going to be too salty. You got a big 2-inch cut of it.
No, you're going to put the salt on right before you throw it in the fire.
Right.
If you throw it on too early, it's going to start leaching, and you're going to get that slime on there. So you want to do it right before you throw it on.
Yep.
It's not a park it for an hour
And,
thing.
Of course, sea salt. Yeah, exactly.
And the other thing the salt does is it forms a crust.
Yeah.
And you get to scrape a bunch of that crust off, but not all of it. But it keeps the ash from embedding in your food.
Right.
And then the salt does its magic.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. So tell me what you want to do with sous vide.
Well, it's a reverse sear, sous vide, whatever. We can throw the sous vide aside because, as you reminded me, we covered that last week. We don't need to beat that to death.
No, but you
it's a technique.
Most people don't have a sous vide.
Right. And a sous vide is a little device that goes in a pot of water, and it heats it to a certain temperature, and it keeps it that whatever temperature you set it at. And it circulates the water, and you're cooking in a warm bath of water. So, and whatever you've got in there, you're in, you vac sealed in a vac bag, right? Like you'd freeze in. So, let's say you've got a porterhouse steak, okay? And you're like that to be 130 degrees center temperature when you got it done. Right? So you put it in this vac seal it, drop it in water, and you put this sous vide on the side of the pot, and it'll start circulating the water, and it'll heat the water to 130 degrees. It won't go to 132. It won't go to 129. It gets it to 130, and it holds it there, and it just circulates. And, you know, for you need a piece of a beef like that in there for a couple hours because it'll come up to temperature, and then it'll cook it all the way through at that 130. You take it out of there, it's ready to eat, but it's kind of ugly because it's gray, right? It didn't get any color from the grill. So you pop it out of that bag. You got your grill preheated. Go out there, do your 10 and 2 on a hot, hot grill because all you want to do is put some color on and sear it, right? Couple sides, you pull it off, let it rest, and you're ready to go. And it's a that sear that I just talked about is maybe a minute that you need to do. So
why is that?
Just because the steak's all cooked. There's no cooking of the steak.
So back that up a little bit.
That's a reverse sear.
Maybe bring it up to 115.
Yep.
And you only want to do this with beef. You don't want to do it with pork. You'll be in the danger zone.
Right.
Bring it up to 115. Then you can leave it on the grill a little longer, and you can char it just a touch.
Yep, if you like that.
And
yep.
get a little bit.
Yep.
Because it depends on what temperature you want your meat at.
Yeah.
I want mine at 130, 135.
Right. And the cool part about it is that you can do a bunch of these, and if you wanted to, the day before, leave them in the vac bags. They're cooked. And then take them out the next day and put them on the grill if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Because they're all cooked
it's
through.
It's a good thing you threw it on the grill because, you know, we'd have to rename the show.
Right, and we're not going to do that. But anyway, coming up next, we might dive into a little flat iron or maybe we'll get back to the tenderloin if we can stay off the politics. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you. Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. Happy New Year to you, and hope you are doing something fun outside this weekend. Get out and get some of that fresh air. We've been talking about steak pretty much the whole dang show, so why stop now? Where you want to go?
Nothing political.
That's good, man. That's pork. That wasn't steak. That's pork.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you get your stimulus money?
Oh, no.
Oh, I got $600 thrown in my account.
Did you?
I'm opposed to that, too. Right. I don't want money.
Right.
And I don't want them sending $170 million to Pakistan for gender studies.
Yeah.
You know how that stuff works. It doesn't really go to that.
Right.
No, half of it goes back to guys like Mitch McConnell and Nancy What's-Her-Face.
Yeah.
Yeah, they – I don't know. Anyway. They won't buy us any steak. Full belly deli, the reverse sear. What you know about that? Oh, we already did that.
Yeah, we did
tenderloin.
That. Tenderloin. Yeah.
Which method is right? Well, I did do both, and we talked about the convection oven.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I talked about it, I was postulating. And now after doing it, I'm telling you, it's pretty cool. My wife loved it. But she loves the plain Jane's, you know, tenderloin.
So the gist of the convection oven is that there's moving air in the oven.
Yep.
It's just not a burner down below and that's creating heat. You actually got a fan inside that oven, and what it does is it circulates hot air around your food, and it tends to cook a little more even, right? Is that one of the advantages, and a little quicker?
Very much quicker, and I think I guess the even would come into play.
Well, it's just not heat from the bottom. You know what I mean?
I've never been really taught the science of it in terms of what studies or proof they have of this or that. What my evidence is that it gives you sort of a crusty texture on the outside of whatever you're doing.
Because
mm-hmm, so it's like for bread and things like that, it's really cool. Although steam ovens are great for bread, and I don't understand that.
Right.
But so which method's right? I guess it depends on what the weather is and what kind of equipment you've got.
Right.
Because I'm going to try that thing again with a cast iron skillet or grill in my oven, and I'm going to try just doing junk steak that I've got, something in the freezer, leftovers, whatever, and try it again during the worst blizzard of the year, and because I really, really hate going out on the snow and grilling. I do it, but I get lazy.
You're getting old, dude.
I know. I'm getting lazy.
You used to enjoy that. You'd smoke a cigar and have a little sip of bourbon, and you're grilling outside,
I
man.
I understand that.
And you got on your Stormy Cromer, and you're doing the man thing. What's going on?
Now it's just me and the wife home alone, or me and a few of the kids, and it's just not the same. It's like we don't do a lot of in-home celebrating.
Right. Well, nobody comes over either. That's the thing with COVID.
It's
That's the
killing
crazy
the fun
part.
Of life. Yeah. It's killing the fun of life. So I'm more inclined to not fire up. And especially like with the Cajun, to have to get a charcoal fire going, you're back and forth, and it's okay. I still do it, but it's...
So let's talk a little bit about that weather and how it can knock it down, because we had our first snowstorm in where we are in West Michigan this past week.
Right.
And it isn't the snow that knocks your grilling down, it's the wind.
Yeah.
And so if you can set up your grill someplace where where we are, we get a prevailing west and northwest or southwest wind almost daily. It rarely comes from any other direction this time of year. So if you can get your grill tucked away somewhere where you're not getting direct wind, because that'll zap the heat right out of your grill. And
keeps your drink cold, though.
Right. Well, you can set that up on the fence post, right, where the wind will hit it. But I would do something to shield the wind from the north and the west, and you're going to have a lot better results, because the equipment that you're used to grilling with in the summer performs very differently when it's 20 out and the wind's blowing across it.
The crummy grill works better?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the one that
just China grill.
It's like a flame torch, right? But make sure you do that. And the other thing that I would tell you is one of the things I like to do with a tenderloin is smoke it. It's a slower cook. I put a probe in there to make
sure
it doesn't get over.
We've done that for tailgating events before.
Right, yep. And it's very good. It gives it a little smoky taste, and I like that.
If you
Again,
want
that tenderloin is not my favorite flavor of meat, so it gives it another profile.
So I guess if you have that tenderloin piece, you're maybe going to rub it with some kind of really cool EVO,
right.
An infused flavored EVO, and then give it a nice coating of Himalayan salt or sea salt and
right.
coarse black pepper, and then smoke it.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Or Texas Two Guns or one of your favorite steak.
Right.
I mean,
yep.
Seasonings.
Yep.
But I'm still going to want to put some oil on it because she's a lean machine.
Right. Yep. And it'll dry out. But doing that, where I was going is, you want to talk about a machine that doesn't perform real well in the cold, and that's a smoker, because they're usually made out of steel, and they don't get hot enough to fend off the effect of the cold.
Well, that giant big green egg of yours would do it.
Right, but that one's ceramic. Right,
I know.
Right. But most smokers that guys have are metal. I mean, you got a Kamado like I do. You're right. The ceramic isn't nearly as bad. It doesn't conduct the cold like the metal does.
Do you use that very much?
I do. I took it off that big table that I had for storage reasons, and now it's on its own little nest on wheels. And
now it's dangerous.
Right, exactly.
They
and
tip
that's
over.
That's exactly where I was going with
they
it.
Tip over.
Is that little nest is the four-wheeled cart.
You went and
cart.
Bought another stand for it?
I did. I did, because the table was shot. It sat outside too many years, and all my laminated joints were broken and stuff. But long story short is I don't use it as much as I used to when it's on its nest now.
Let's bring that table out to the garage this summer.
It's gone. I cut it up and burned it. It was that bad. It had fallen all apart.
I was going to say we'd rebuild it.
Yeah. But anyway, so we'll... Yeah,
you bought the wrong nest for it because they make some steel ones in Indiana.
Right. Well, I went and bought a green egg nest for a green egg grill is what I did. Yeah.
They're too rickety. You got the extra large.
I know. It's heavy.
And I bought that new.
Yeah. Yep. And it's still in great shape.
Uh-huh.
It needs some new guts. But anyway, we can talk about that later.
I might get the Weber Summit charcoal. That is like an egg, but it's two layers of steel.
Yeah.
Now that you say that, I think that's probably the next grill I want.
Yeah.
It's pricey.
Yeah.
But I know a guy who knows a guy.
Right. My next grill is a pizza grill. I just got to figure out how to fold it.
You really want one,
I do.
Yeah, you got to get a new house before you do that, and then we'll build a concrete one.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
It'd be good. But anyway.
Wait till you move.
Right. Yeah. So it'll be a while. That's what you're telling me, right?
Oh, will it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I just got there. So anyway.
All right.
Whatever. So coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station.
Let's hope so.
Right. I'm sure there'll be some man law and some other chitter-chatter that we talk about. But stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we've been staking it up all day. And hopefully you've got a little taste of that that you're going to have yet this weekend. And we'd get out in your backyard and create a little grill envy. It's winter, but it isn't over. If you put your grill away, we're clipping your man card corner.
Yeah.
You'll get it back in the spring when you pull it back out. But
that's right. We appreciate you hanging out with us for 10 years. We're not going to have man law today. I'm commandeering the studio, and I'm going to force you to hear something. But January 6th is going to be a big day in this country, and a lot of crap is going to go down. And I'm worried about riots. I'm worried about the people with the torches coming out and destroying buildings. I've already volunteered to help Corey and Shasta at their shop downtown, and they got totally looted by the Antifa thugs and BLM protesters and all these people that just torched Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids. I mean, like,
right.
What a town to pick. So we'll be on guard. But January 6th, there'll be a million or so people going to D.C. to support the president. And I'm obviously I'm pro-Trump. And I'm not going to talk about politics after this show if I can avoid it. But it's all going to go down on the 6th. Go to D.C. if you can. If you can't, go to your community. But by all means, be ready for trouble, because I think it's coming our way when and if it goes down in favor of the president. I think you're going to see the black hats come out, and just, you know, protect your family. Be safe. There's a man named Miles Guo who is fighting for the Chinese people. The Chinese government is suppressing 1.4 million people. They're making deals with...
Billion with a B.
Yeah, 1.4 billion. They're making deals with governments and companies all around the world. They're buying the earth right now as we speak, and they're doing their very best to get rid of our president. So Made in America could be good or it could go away. This guy, Miles Guo, is doing his best to free his people, and I just want you to hear a song he wrote that's, like, huge, and it's called Take Down the CCP. I know we're in America, but we have a chance to help another country, free themselves from slavery. And that's what we want to do. So I'll let you listen to Take Down the CCP. And we will talk to you next week.
It's all started, everything's begun, and you are over. Cause we're taking down the CCP. Spread the word all through Hong Kong. We will fight till they're all gone. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP. They have all lied for too long. We will end what they do wrong. Spread the word all through Hong Kong. Let's take down the CCP. Let the bullets fly a little longer, and you will surrender. Let the bullets fly a little longer. We will have freedom to live. We will win. You'll surrender. Let the bullets fly a little longer. Let the bullets fly a little longer. Let the bullets fly a little longer.
The evil CCP.